the Agile brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. The total number of solutions in the MarTech Lumascape has grown to more than 11,000 in 2023, representing almost 7,000 growth in the space in just 12 years. The result of this growth has created too many data silos, bringing massive challenges in integrating data and cleaning data to use for analytics and AI. Today, we're going to talk about data and platform fragmentation and how there's a risk of this worsening as new AI platforms and data sources are adopted. So what do marketers do to balance the need to try new things while not risking fragmentation? To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Afif Khoury, CEO of Soshi Inc. Afif, welcome to the show.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we get started, though, with you giving a little background on yourself as well as what you're currently doing?
Great. Happy to. Well, as you mentioned, my name is Afif Khoury. I'm the founder and CEO of Soshi Inc. A little background about myself personally. I've worn many hats in my career, from a geneticist to an M&A attorney, a venture capitalist, to now a full-time entrepreneur and operator. All that while having 4 boys and somehow staying married to the same incredible woman who met me when I was purifying DNA in the lab. Nice. On a more professional note, as far as what I'm doing now, it is all Soshi. Soshi's one of the largest, if not the largest, enterprise marketing platform in the world that's focused on solving some of the most complex marketing problems in the world. In a nutshell, we're a platform of record for nearly 1,000 of today's leading multi-location brands and enterprises. So think like number one retailer in the world, number one auto manufacturer, utilities company, insurance company. I try not to say the names anymore. It tends to get me in trouble. But we help them localize their marketing message and communication down to the millions of locations where they're driving revenue across every major marketing channel, from social to search, reviews to ads. Soshi's been an Inc. 5000 fastest growing company for the last 6 years, I believe, in a row. Platforms ranked number one by G2 in something like 24 product and service categories. And in the last 6 months, we've really been rolling out parts of what we're calling the first ever co-marketing cloud platform, which is an autonomous marketing platform that's utilizing best-in-class AI for data analytics and generative content to analyze, recommend, and automate high-value tasks for the brands. So that's me in a nutshell. I look forward to digging in.
Great. Well, yeah, and congrats on all your success so far. And yeah, we've got a bunch to talk through today. So let's get started by talking about the importance of data. Probably, you know, many of those out there, if not everyone, knows that data is important, but lots of issues here, you know, things like fragmentation of data and, you know, where the work gets done and the platforms used inhibit realization of some of AI's full potential. So can you describe the current challenge with data, or at least some of the current challenges with data? And, you know, I'm sure many listening out there are probably going to be able to relate to this.
Yeah, I'm really glad, actually, Greg, we're starting with data and tool fragmentation, and maybe we can separate the two. So let's start with data. You know, marketers don't often want to talk about the data or the science part of marketing. You know, most of them got into marketing to talk about the creative and the art part. And I get that. But honestly, if we're going to have an AI conversation, we first have to have a data conversation. Yeah. Because at its most fundamental core, AI is, you know, part data science and part machine learning. But you can't have the data science without the data. It sounds obvious enough. But the first big obstacle that most of our customers have and that we needed to tackle on their behalf is how do we aggregate all of their customer engagement and customer behavior data into a single place, architected to actually be able to be analyzed by AI. If we don't do that, then we continue to just have data and different point solutions, and any AI they deploy on those solutions is going to get a sliver of the data. And just like my children, if I only give them a little bit of information, then that's pretty much how smart they're going to be. Mm-hmm. So you basically get the kindergartner version of AI if you use these point solution data sets only. So data ends up being like the biggest conversation that has to have first. Now, for the fragmented platform problem, so, okay, you get all the data, you deploy the numerous different AIs to analyze it, because ultimately there are different AIs that are good at different things, and you generate what at least we call these signals or just information of what your customer base really cares about, and you can turn those into recommendations of what actions to take. Now, these recommendations can be about your social posting strategy, how to respond to a review, how to update your services or photos or categories on your Google page to increase traffic, or what ad to deploy. And if you have all that data and all that analysis and you have all those recommendations, then you have to send them back to a different point solution from wherever you did the analysis. That's just nonsense. And you're back to sort of the same inefficiency problem. And this is the rub with the point solution dominated market right now. That strategy is frankly completely at odds with winning in an AI strategy.
Yeah. And so to that point, can you define for those less familiar with that term, point solution dominated market, you know, what exactly do you mean by that? And how does AI and AI offerings affect this?
So Greg, I know your background is marketing and MarTech. And so I know you've certainly seen the Lumascape of MarTech companies, which is just kind of those pages that have all the thousands of solutions out there.
Yeah.
What are we up to, like 11,000 marketing technologies?
Right.
So it goes back to my last comment. If you have fragmented data, then you have defragmented, more further fragmented workflows, and you've stifled both data science and machine learning. And so ultimately, AI needs the data, it needs the workflows for it to ultimately mimic human behavior and give you time back. It needs to be able to do all that seamlessly, and to think that it can work between different point solutions that don't speak to one another, don't have data structured in the same tables, don't have the same tools, weren't all trained on the brand voice. You know, that solution it's an antiquated path. And there's just a better approach now.
Yeah. And so what, you know, could you describe what that better approach is? And I know you touched on it a little bit when you're even describing your platform, but, you know, what is the approach that brands should be striving for here?
Yeah. I mean, so it's hard for everyone to come out of this point solution era where they have seven different logins. And for our customers who have thousands of locations in some cases, and who are inviting the local managers to participate in the marketing, those seven logins in the hands of thousands of people, they're not really getting used. So, you know, consolidation is the key. And so if instead all that data and analysis and recommendation are in a single system being architected the right way and then roll up and are sitting on top of an award-winning set of management tools for all of social reviews, search, all the major channels, then you can actually literally automate the tasks that you're asking all these other folks to do. And not just automate it in a homogenous tone, but you can actually train the system to be on brand, to be on location voice. It can truly mimic both the brand voice and the local voice to deliver an optimal experience for customers. So to us, this is the thing that we have to solve as the innovators in the space. We do feel like it's on us to solve these issues for our partners. This is why we built all of that in what we call the co-marketing cloud. The entire system is powered by our own proprietary genius layer. That's what we call it. It includes all the AIs, all the prompting, all the workflows, all the brand voice training. Together, they form a set of tools that ultimately deliver a data scientist and a brand-trained marketer at every location. And it's really nothing that the world has seen yet, but it's absolutely catalyzed by the new technologies and by AI. And our goal is now to change that relationship that our marketing customers have with software from a tool that they have to use or put in the hands of thousands of people to a partner that they can train to analyze and take action for them 24/7, 100% on time, 100% on brand.
And so, you know, a lot of you mentioned the 11,000 different, probably today there were a couple more got added to that list, but the LumaScape and MarTech platforms, you know, one of the reasons why it's so big, right, is that there's always the latest and greatest, and there's this new feature or this new, sometimes new channels and things like that. So, you know, how does an organization balance trying to, you know, capitalize on opportunities, trying to be, you know, on that forefront without, you know, risking the further fragmentation that you mentioned as well?
Yeah, I mean, we have to give credence to this, right? So a lot of people will say that, hey, I want best in breed instead of platform. Yeah. I think if we're honest, the point solutions now, they're not as oftenly well-funded. They don't have as big of engineering teams. They can't take on new innovations as well. If you look at the platforms, they tend to be much larger engineering teams, much more sophisticated at what they do, much better funded to take advancements and risks. And so I don't know if it's entirely still true that the point solution is in fact superior, but let us acknowledge that no one system can boil the entire ocean, right? There's always a need for some level of point solution. Right. The associate self's not going to build everything. Some companies like ours can build multiple best in class solutions into a single platform. But for those not offered by the platform, real thought should be put into which systems and sets of data truly need to be together and which ones can stand alone. In today's world of omni-channel marketing and attribution, there are some mediums that truly are interconnected in how they affect each other. For example, if you want to rank really highly on search, which who doesn't, you really need to not only care about the content and the keywords on your Google and other pages, but now your reviews and your social content are all major factors in that. So if you're going to go point solutions, it's going to be very important that either it's integrated with a single platform or that you're prepared to manage the data through a centralized CDP or something of that nature. For associates, why we're working on a marketplace so that we can build the tools we're great at, but that also your point solutions can connect to our platform and we can pull the data in so you can continue to centralize your data even if you prefer the workflow and the output to come through that point solution. We see Soshi as a premier solution as a platform of record, but to do that, we have to allow the ingestion of other data from other marketing solutions, also CRMs, point of sales, loyalty programs, et cetera. So there is always going to be room for a point solution, but what your point solution is going to take some good architecting.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, what defining what the goals are of success, right? So, you know, there's marketing and sales measurements, which, you know, ideally increase as the right platforms are used or better platforms are used and so on and so forth. But how do you recommend from maybe more from an operational standpoint or from an internal perspective, how should an organization look at, you know, measurement of success with defragmentation or, you know, using the right point solutions perhaps, but also scaling back on some of those fragmented systems? Like what should an organization be looking at?
It's an excellent question. So look, I think from a results perspective, a lot of the marketing metrics should stay the same. You want right. more traffic, more clicks, more conversions, more calls, more foot traffic. And frankly, the AI should be able to bring you that because it's doing things more consistently, more on time. But with the efficiencies of AI, you get new measurements as well. You know, first of all, just in the category of cost, hopefully if you're consolidating platforms, you're also able to bring your cost structure down. Yeah. And the ancillary cost structures of maintaining those platforms. You're putting hours back into the organization. So there's those kinds of efficiency metrics. Increased productivity in other areas of the business. Again, you're getting hours back. So how can you now spend those? Reduced headcount may be something that you can track. Response rates, reduced adverse events. What I mean by that, you know, especially in the world of multi-location marketing, you'll have people who kind of go rogue and impute their own thoughts on what good marketing looks like onto your brand. And so having those reduced events, increased attribution to digital is probably possible. So I think there's a number of new ways to measure the impact on the organization via AI, even beyond the traditional lift that you want to see in the marketing metrics.
Yeah, and I would imagine that, you know, some consolidation. I mean, one of the big challenges I often run into with the orgs that I advise and consult with is really just consolidating the data and reporting on the data and just, you know, having a view of things in one place. And that's a continual challenge as new kind of what point solutions or other things kind of get cobbled onto this, the MarTech stack, so to speak. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, consolidating that, centralizing that also makes the, like visualizing that or analyzing and, you know, creating that feedback loop, I would imagine that could help considerably there. Is that so?
100%. You know, we've heard about big data and all we've gotten is, you know, reams and reams of, you know, data, and it's right. A lot. And to analyze that, I mean, without a degree in that stuff, it's very, very difficult. So getting it all in one place, architecting it to be analyzed, and then, you know, writing the right programs or leveraging the right programs to analyze it. But it all starts with data consolidation. If you want any of that efficiency or any of the benefit of that analysis, yeah, you're 100% right, Greg. You've got to start with consolidating the data.
Yeah. So last thing I wanted to touch on, you had written some things, some thoughts on how killing the Lumascape, so to speak, will improve the quality and integration of data for analytics and AI. So kind of following on that last topic, perhaps, you know, what first wanted to just kind of ask by, you know, what do you mean by that phrase, killing the Lumascape? And, you know, how do you see this improving things?
Okay, so first let me say the Lumascape is one of these, you know, MarTech consolidation efforts where people put all the logos of all the MarTech companies onto one page. And again, if there's 11,000 of them, you can imagine what that looks like if you haven't seen it. I also want to mention Luma Partners, who puts out Lumascape, are great people. And some of them are friends of mine and they do an incredible job. It's very hard to do this work and we're all glad that they did it. When I say killing the Lumascape, I'm really referring not to the document, but to simplifying the complex landscape of marketing and advertising technologies. Look, frankly, this point solution game was probably needed and is fine in certain channels, when channels were very distinct. But we live in a multimodal and omni-channel world where every channel and interaction now affects the other. Layer on top of that, the customers are transacting locally across millions of locations all over the planet. And the thought of point solutions kind of becomes silly. You won't be able to have 6, 7, 10 logins and get any adoption or initiative. Now with AI, the point solution conversation should start to go away. I mean, just how are you going to connect this many data sets to get a complete 360 view of your customer by deploying a fragmented point solution strategy? Ultimately, this is where the game has changed. Marketers and CIOs that understand this and understand what is needed to truly leverage AI will start building or adopting platforms of the future. And those who do that are going to leapfrog their competition. So streamlining data quality and integration will lead to better analytics and AI applications. It implies reducing the complexity and the clutter in the MarTech and AdTech space to do those things. This simplification will facilitate, you know, just better analytics and better AI efficiency and better marketing and better customer experience. And all of that is what I mean by, you know, we need to start killing the Lumascape and stop facilitating the fragmentation of the landscape.
Yeah, I mean, and I can imagine, you know, as you mentioned at the top of the show, a lot of the organizations that you work with have many locations, I would imagine, around the globe in some cases, sometimes just many within a handful of countries. But still, that's a lot. And that's a lot to that you kind of touched on. There's a lot of chance that something may be inconsistent or inconsistently done or things like that. So, you know, that simplification does seem a plus. Just, you know, I've seen that document recently, and we'll link to it in the show notes as well, just for everyone's reference. It's getting a little crazy. It started out like a busy PowerPoint slide or whatever, you know, a couple decades ago probably, and now it's just there's a lot there. So, you know, I would imagine that, you know, for those enterprise marketers listening now, you know, that are like, wow, we've already got too many platforms and new stuff keeps coming out day after day, you know, that idea of some kind of consolidation definitely seems needed. I mean, do you see that as kind of the trend here moving towards? Is that what you're hearing from your customers and everything, that they're wanting more and more consolidation?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're ultimately wanting results in revenue. And when you peel that back and say, why aren't you getting it? It's because of the adoption and the optimization they're getting throughout all their point solutions. They're not well adopted, and they're certainly not optimized, and they need more help in that data analytics and automation perspective. So yeah, absolutely. They haven't always come all the way down to that conclusion of we're ready to consolidate. But like when you talk to them about what's plaguing them and what they really want, you end up coming back there. And Greg, I want to make sure, look, I obviously was a founder who chose to build something in the MarTech space. I do not want to be anti-founder or stifle anyone's dreams. It's crowded. If you've got a new idea, there's always room for innovation. I just think the whole category needs to start working better together, and that ultimately the customers will realize and the users will realize that they just do need to be on a single data set and platform for many reasons that we talked about here today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. Well, Afif, thanks so much for joining here. Got one last question before we wrap up. You've given a lot of great advice and insights already. For those listening there that they're liking what they're hearing, they know there's just too much in their MarTech stack, and they're not getting the insights and the consolidation that could really help them drive those results, you know, as you just mentioned. You know, what's a next best action that they could take to look towards defragmentation and maybe better uses of their data?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's certainly not too late. It's early. You're doing the right thing, but now is the time to understand, you know, and map out the next 3 years and who your partners are going to be in that. So I'd advise listeners to conduct an audit of their technology stack to identify fragmentation issues and to explore solutions that offer better data integration and workflow automation. You know, look for technology partners that truly are focused on solving these problems and are investing in solutions for the future. Brands that react to this sort of inflection point historically have proven that they will leapfrog those that don't. So don't ignore it until it's very late in the game. AI is not a threat to the marketer, but the marketer who adopts AI is a threat to the marketer who doesn't. So I'd say get started, reach out to the right companies, you know, understand how you can take small steps to begin to put in place those building blocks that you can then build your system of the future on.
Yeah, well, great advice. Love it. Well, again, I'd like to thank Afif Khoury, CEO of Soshi Inc., for joining the show. You can learn more about Afif and Soshi by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GregKilstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kilstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
the Agile brand.